for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday afternoon deliverance service of August the 30th, 1986. The Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Glenn and Irma Miller are the teachers of the afternoon.
We've had a lot of experience with people who have Buddhas. They all thought they was kind of cute little things. I think that's the most horrible thing. There is a department store over in Tulsa that has this huge big Buddha right in the middle of the store. And I mean, you know where that store is down in Burrow Roberts? It's a big department store. Has this huge big Buddha. And it is the most grotesque thing. And really, you could walk through that store and there's no customers in there ever. I don't imagine they'll last very long. That Buddha is their God, you see. But one woman used to come to our prayer group in California, and every Thursday she had to be prayed for. And she always looked, I would see her black. She'd look almost like a Negro. And I would wonder, what in the world is wrong with that woman? And we'd pray our daylights out for her, and the next week she'd come back all down again, and we'd get some spirits out of her, and then she'd come back all depressed again and everything. And after we had had another experience, and she didn't happen to be in on it, although it was at this prayer group that it happened, and we happened to be testifying about the following week, and when we did, she said, well, I went to the Buddhist temple with my husband, and we bought our souls for $1 on a piece of paper. And she had that in her dresser drawer, and that thing was attacking her. Bought her soul for $1. That was the proof that they'd go to heaven, see. So we don't want to fool around with things like that. I don't care how much it costs. Throw it out of your house. Throw it out. There was another case where this couple was having a baby wake up every night about 3 o'clock in the morning and scream and cry, and it was big enough to say a few words, and it would say, see, see, and it would just shake all over and cry, and they couldn't see anything. And the Lord just showed me this by revelation. Many things He showed to us by revelation. And I was washing dishes the next morning after they had prayed, after we had prayed about it. And the Lord said to me, did you ask those people if they had a Buddha in their house? And it was very clear. I knew it was the Lord. And I answered the Lord right back sometimes if I'm all alone and I'm praying and He asks me something. I just say yes or no or tell me about it, Lord, or show me. And I said no. I didn't ask them. And I had never had any teaching about Buddha or even thought about Buddha in my whole life. And when I was able to call her up and find her phone number and call her, I said, do you have a Buddha in your house? She said, yes, we have one about 3 foot tall in our front hall. We bought it home from Vietnam. And I said, there's your problem. And I said, you'll have to toss that out and burn it, chop it up. She said, oh, no, it costs too much money. It's beautiful. My husband bought it for me, and I wouldn't think of doing that. And I said, well, that's why your baby's crying every night. It's seeing that Buddhist demon come out of that Buddha. And I don't know if anybody's got Buddhas in their houses here, but if you have, you better get rid of them. They'll bring you all kinds of trouble, all kinds of diseases can come out of them, and it can be very, very dangerous. And anyway, about 3 days went by, and the kid kept bawling every night. Well, if you have a child keeping you up all night long, after a while, you know, you might try something somebody else suggests. And so they finally took it out. Well, first, they were going to sell it, and I said, well, you can't do that, because some other child's going to get be crying all night about it. So they took it out and pounded it up. And I told them to, they called me and they said, we pounded it up. I said, all right, walk through your house and begin. Does anybody here know how to have spiritual warfare in your house? You just have to get at it. Like you're killing snakes, as my mother used to say. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to get out of this house, you Buddha spirit or whatever spirit it is, and just keep commanding it to go and stand for a little while. Don't just say it one time. I mean, say it enough that the devil knows you mean business. And you'll find that you'll sleep better, the whole household will be better, and you have to do that. It may seem a little silly at first, but we do it every once in a while. Some nights we're awake all night long, and we know something's in the house. We finally get up. You know, after a while, you get up and do something about it. And we get up and pray and command them to leave, and then you can just sleep like a baby for days. A lot of people like to come to this campground because they say it's so peaceful and they sleep so well. So anyway, that so much for that. Now, let's go to the occult. It's getting late. Now, I tell you, there are many books back there that you need to read. It will help you. I wish I had more of that one on demons. That the man who died and went to heaven and then came back, but while he was there, the Lord had the angels show him the different areas of Satan's dominion. And there's one which I showed to Tommy, a picture in there, which he drew after he came back. He had an artist draw it. It's a business-looking man, and he is the spirit of greed. You know, the typical big belly, big husky man with a big belly, and that's the spirit of greed. But that spirit, see, goes into that person. And you can be greedy eaters, too, and get the same looks. She's holding that up back there. I wish we had more of those books. And then we have the book, How to Try a Spirit. And then we have Brother Hammond's book, which is very good. Ida May's book on schizophrenia and grief and all those things, which are very interesting. And then we have something for 10 cents back there. It's a little track on the occult. And I'm going to read just a little bit from it in a minute. But those things are very helpful because it's about experiences that other people now that have had. Now, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and what else? Word of our testimony. The word of our testimony. Now, I had never been to a fortune teller. But first, I want to read you a scripture in Deuteronomy 18, the 9th verse. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination. Divination is witchcraft and fortune telling. Or an observer of times, or a soothsayer, or an enchanter, one who uses magic, or a witch. Or a hypnotist, or a charmer, the Bible says, is a hypnotist, or a consulter, or a medium with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. Necromancing, if you've ever been a Catholic and prayed to dead saints, then you're going to have to be delivered of necromancing. You like to hear that or not? I don't know if you'd like to hear that or not, but it's still true. Is that true? It's true. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. There's another scripture that says, be thou perfect. Be thou holy, too. Be without spot or wrinkle. And none of us are there yet, but we need to strive to do that. We need to strive and get on our knees and repent of a lot of things. I had never been to a fortune teller. But when Brother Prince came to our house for about 10 days, and, you know, anybody with discerning of spirits, if they're around you long enough, they're going to see many things that needs attention. And they have to sort of test your spirit, because some people, you can tell them what's wrong with them, and they'll get very angry with you. So it's better to use testimonies or your own testimony, and then they will see the reality of it, and then they will ask you to pray. But anyway, one day he said to Glenn and I, you're both under the power of a fortune teller. Well, I'd never been to a fortune teller, and Glenn said he had never been to one. He said, well, it's coming through. He said, the Lord has shown me it's coming through your mother's side of the family on both sides. Well, my parents were Assembly of God ministers. Glenn's mother received the Holy Spirit in 1922, and she's still going strong at, 85 now or something? 86. And, we grew up in Pentecostal homes, and we grew up through fanaticism and all kinds of early Pentecosts, which I wouldn't even go in to tell you. Some of you newer ones, you wouldn't believe it anyway, what all we had to do to be holy. And if they had just known a little bit more about demons, why, we could have got through that period a little easier and wouldn't have so much rebellion come into us. But anyway, I could not understand where it came from, but I didn't question him. I just said, I don't want it. I don't want to be under a fortune teller. And when I said that, he said, well, let me pray for you. So he prayed for me, and it was like a tent lifted right off of me. And I could see better, hear better, think better, and everything. It's like I'd been in a limbo all my life. And I thought, And even though I was an A student when I went to school, but I still was like, you know, foggy or something, hazy. And I felt my mind clear up. And when he prayed for Glenn, I felt my mind clear up again. And we could not understand where that was coming from. We didn't question it, and we didn't argue with him at all. There's no use to argue with a man of God. You either take it and receive it, or say, I'll pray about it. But if you just come right up like this, you've shut yourself clear off. And then you may have to go around the mountain a few more times before you see that you've done wrong. Well, in a few days, Glenn's mother came over. And I said to her, do you know anybody in the family that's ever been to a fortune teller? She said, oh, yes, I had when I was 17 years old. And I told her, I said, did you know Brother Prince picked that up on you, on Glenn? I mean, she hit the ceiling, this good and wonderful Pentecostal lady. She said, and now I would understand, but I didn't understand it then. I mean, this has been about 20 years ago. I said, I just was in amazement as she screeched out. Screeched is the word. You tell that old Derek Prince he don't know what he's talking about. Everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. And she just screeched it out. And when she did, that tent came right down over me again. That thing was powerful. But I didn't know what to do, and I didn't say any more. And when Glenn came home, I told him about it. Well, of course, we were both amazed. A lot of these things are very shocking, but we need to be shocked sometimes. Things work better in our head if we get a real bang, you know, hit the wall a few times. And so he prayed for me. He said, now, don't you let that come back on you again. Now, people are very, you can easily get things on you from other people. Easily. Sometimes by other people even praying for you. It seems like the people that are the most demented are the ones that want to pray for you. Really. Sometimes, it's America, I'm not totally white-headed. Really. Because I remember, was it a year ago? Year ago, New Year's. We'd been praying for everybody the whole 9 days. Camp meeting was over, and we had to go to a wedding. Glenn was going to marry somebody, and not me. He did that one time. He's not too interested in doing that again, I don't think. But anyway, we walked into the dining room over here, and here was a lady leading a whole group of about six people going back to the nursery. I said, hey, what's going on here? And she said, well, we're going to pray. Well, praying's not going to hurt anybody. And I didn't think, I said, then I caught myself. I said, what are you going to pray about? And she said, well, we're going to take the things off of our fingers and let the demons come out of our fingers. I said, what? And then Glenn took it up and stopped the whole thing. And this woman was sort of a head of a cult, kind of. See, they creep in unawares. And if those people would have let her pray for them, and they'd have gone in there and indulged in it, that's why we're kind of cranky about having prayer meetings up here and everything. We've had too many cases where somebody said so-and-so and so-and-so, and then they go away and say, we learned it at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And because everybody that comes in here are not necessarily teachers that have any right to be teaching up in a corner someplace. See, we want to know what's heard, what's said around here, so we can, we don't need to defend ourselves so much. I'm not worried about my reputation. I'm just concerned over all of you people just falling into a trap just like that. You can fall right into the trap of the enemy because we're all so hungry and so gullible. Well, to make a long story short, I went to visit my parents in a few months back in the Middle West, right at a big family dinner we had. You know how they do, long tables, and all the cousins and aunts and uncles were there. And right out in the middle of the dinner, I said, has anybody here been to a fortune teller? And right away, my mother said, I went to one when I was 17 years old. Same words as my mother-in-law. And when I told her what Brother Prince said, I mean, she hit the ceiling. And that was the first revelation I had that demons could talk out of people and relatives, especially your relatives. Well, that was an enlightenment. Well, that caused a little stir at the table, I must say. But my dad sort of took it up and said, wait a minute, now everybody hush. Everybody was just, you know, like this. I'll tell you, those witches from fortune tellers can really get irate. They can get irate quickly. Anyway, neither one of our mothers have ever accepted it, however. My mother died believing that it was nothing to it. And Glenn's mother, she does, everything's under the blood, and she pleads the blood all the time, and is a good Christian woman. I don't say it'll keep her out of heaven, but it'll keep her from God's best. Or keep her from God's best. Well, anyway, that's just one angle. The fortune tellers, the palm readers, crystal balls, Ouija boards, reading tea leaves. And I, frankly, was born with another curse on me, a curse of death, because when I was conceived, my grandmother did not want my mother to have a second child, because my mother was an only child. And so my grandmother really, I'm sure, just literally wished that I would die, because I was born with this curse of death on me. And I went to death's door clear up till Brother Prince got it off of me. I'd been to death's door so many times, in hospital so many times, always something wrong with me. And I mean drastic things. Like once my spleen was ruptured in a car accident, and the doctors would say to me, you know, when I got a little better, you should have died on the street. Nobody else lives. How come you lived? Well, I didn't know how come. I didn't even know I had a spleen until then. And so I didn't know what to answer him. But the Lord, and the devil knows too. The devil knows what you're going to be doing. And he'll try to stop you in every way. And he'll try to thwart you in every way. And he'll get all you young girls involved with unsaved men. He'll get you involved with you men, you boys with harlots. Anything. Anything the devil can do to thwart your Christianity, to blight your soul in scars. The other night, last Saturday night, Patty gave one of the best teachings I have ever heard on flee from idolatry and fornication. Flee from fornication and idolatry. Flee from it. How do you flee from it? You stay away from the harlots, that's for sure, right? You young men, understand that? And you older men, understand that? Flee from harlotry. Flee from fornication. It'll get you into trouble. It'll scar you for life. And let's get back to this. ESP, all kinds of games, Dungeons and Dragons, and all kinds of games. Horoscopes. I know many of you have probably read a horoscope. You get a curse on you put on by God because you're trying to find out what your future is. Clairvoyance, voodoo. We've had quite a bit of experience on voodoo curses. They're very hard, mean things. Water witching, divining for water or oil or minerals. All of these are ancient occult practices. But Jesus wants to set us free. Now, there's all kinds of problems with rock music these days. The young people are just overwhelmed with rock music. I don't know how they can even understand what anybody's saying on those records. I've never understood any word of it. In fact, it just beats in your head, and it's the most devastating, diabolical, demonic thing. And that also goes for the Christian rock, that beat. It's the beat. I know you don't want to hear that, but it's still true. You keep listening to Christian rock, and pretty soon that beat will get in your head and get in your head and will thwart your mind. And there are many problems in mental problems today, and a lot of it is coming through that rock beat. And you watch the anointing. You can feel a tremendous anointing, and somebody gets up and sings or plays a rock song, Christian rock song, and the anointing will leave. Or minor key music. The anointing will leave. Now, you just tune in to the Spirit. See what the Holy Spirit is doing, and you can feel a tremendous anointing, and then all of a sudden, it can be gone, just like this, out of this building. And we have tried to keep it out of here the very best we can. Sometimes it slips in and slips by. But the people who sing here know that it's, if they do it, it's rebellion. And that may seem pretty hard to you. You'd agree with that, ministers? We can't play around with sin. We can't play around with the devil's workshop. We must be careful. We must be careful. And I noticed in Brother Bell's book, he's done a very good job. Every one of you should get this book, Breaking Free on the Curses. All kinds of curses. All kinds of them. He's got 75 listed. And some of them will make your hair curl. They will. Some of them we understand, you know, adulterous woman. We understand that that's a curse on you. Idolatry, that's a curse. Those who refuse to come to the Lord's side of the Lord's help, that's a curse. Not giving to the poor, that's a curse. He's got all the scriptures in here, too. Thieves, thievery, that's a curse. or people that swear falsely by the Lord's name. When you sign a contract to buy something, and your name's on there that you will pay a payment every month, and you miss those payments and you don't pay, that's a curse. You've got a curse on you. Ministers who fail to give glory to God, we've seen them rise and fall. Those who rob God of their tithes and offerings. Now, if you can't pay your tithes, then you have no business ever praying with somebody that comes to you and says, I'm a kleptomaniac and I steal uptown everything I see. Or I steal clothes, or I've robbed a bank. If you steal from God, you'll have no authority to pray for anybody else that steals. Though, this is a horrible one. Those who hearken unto their wives rather than God, you get a curse on you. Now, you men who want to be wimps will probably listen to your wife. Now, Glenn listens to me, but he has a way to turn it right out somewhere. I might think I've got him convinced, and he'll go right around and do it the opposite way. Doesn't work. If you want to know where that is, that's in Genesis 3:17. Those who hearken unto their wives rather than God. Did you make that up, Brother Bell? Is that in the Bible? It really is. And you men that don't make your children mind, when men speak to children, it seems to work a lot better than mothers who constantly are around the children more. The husbands are the ones that really should come down with the rod on them. And the mothers, it's all right if they do it, but I mean the men should do it. Don't be so wimpy.
But then the mother shouldn't take the child's part.
That's right either. That's true too. Let go in the bedroom and cry, but, you know, I always say with my grandchildren, I could spank my own children with a little switch, but I tell you, when they spank those pretty little legs, you know, when they're about a year old, or slap their hands, grandmothers don't like to see that, but they need it. They have to learn how to say no. I have 6 grandsons, so they've had their sweet little legs spanked by their parents quite a bit. Glenn brought up this lightly esteeming your parents, those who make graven images, those who willfully cheat people out of their property. We had a brother, Garris, that was here. Somebody moved his landmark, remember? He was one of the ministers here this summer, some neighbor. And it was almost like a warfare. But he prayed to God, and God vindicated, and that neighbor come around like he's supposed to act. Those who take advantage of the blind and oppress strangers. And then this terrible thing of incest, which is sexual relations with your relatives. We had a young man come here. He was the nicest kid, and I really loved him, and I pampered him a lot. And we prayed and prayed for him, and he'd be all just so victorious. And then he'd go downtown, and we'd get a phone call, and he was drunk or in jail or doing something. And we would just say, Lord, what in the world? What in the world? And come to find out, some church right in this town married him at one time to his half-sister. Pentecostal church married him to his half-sister. And they had 2 children. And then he was divorced. And of course, he cried and wept over his babies, and that was all long before we moved here. And we couldn't understand what was wrong with that boy, why he couldn't be free. You know, if you keep doing things over and over, there's a root deeper than what's been prayed about, see? And he finally mentioned it one day, just casually. Lying with your sister or lying with your brother. Those who slander their neighbors. God says, I'll cut you off for doing that. You know that? You know what cut off means, you kids? What's that mean, Vanessa? You know what slander means? You don't? Oh, my. Where's the dictionary, mothers? Do you know what it means, Tanya? Slandering somebody? Never heard that? Talking mean about them. Saying ugly things about them. That's slander. Now, listen. You know what it means, Jamie? Slandering a neighbor, talking mean about him. The Lord says, I will cut you off. Now, what does cut off mean? Let's tell these kids, you're going to die. Cut off from the face of the earth. You mean, that means, now, Brother Ellenwood used to have a tremendous teaching on rebellion. He says, the only place for rebellious people is a hole in the ground. Remember when the children of Israel, the earth opened up? That's right. I mean, let's get serious about this rebellion. Let's get serious about slandering neighbors. Talking against them. Being catty about them. That's a curse. Those who take bribes, we know about that. Adulterers. That's a problem that's in the church and in the ministry and everywhere else. Only God can help correct it. And we can help correct it. Proud people. So proud. Those who trust in man and not the Lord. Leaning on the arm of flesh. And all these things. There are 75 of them that Brother Bell has laboriously got all the scriptures here for. Many of them have many scriptures. And then this is just a springboard to take off and study more, isn't it? Everybody needs one of these books. Poverty spirits and spirits of failure. People opening businesses and then they fail. That's a curse on that business for some reason. It might be a curse on the building. It might be a curse on the ground. All these things have a bearing on our lives. And we all want to lead victorious lives, don't we? We really do. Do you really? Do you really? We really do. I want to lead. I don't like trouble. I really don't. You know, one little flare-up of trouble, and it's even hard to pray it through. And you can't pray about the strong things that we need to be praying about because you're messing around with some little piddly problem that the people should know better than to do anyway. You know, I was talking to a minister this week, last week. Somebody had put a voodoo spell on him, and he went to death's door. And it took about 2 weeks of soul-searching, his own soul, until the Lord revealed what it was. It was a woman from Canada. I happen to know that woman. You know there are powerful charismatic witches? Powerful ones. And they can put spells on you, they can pray for you, and they've got the stamina because Satan is behind it to pray all night against you. And they can throw curses on you and spells on you. Don't think for one moment we haven't had a few thrown on us around here. And sometimes it takes days to get them off of us. Days of praying all the time and having other people pray for us and calling up and having people pray. We're living in very serious times. The Holy Spirit is falling. 2 weeks ago, we had 102 or 3 Catholics in this building. Youths. They were youths older than these kids along here. They were about 25, 26, a lot of them were college graduates. And they were here to learn. But their trainers and teachers were 10 people, very tremendous young people, coming out of St. Paul, Minnesota, from a Catholic, they call it the Network of Evangelism or something. And they came on Sunday afternoon, and we weren't expecting them till 3 or something. And I had gone up to the house after church, after we ate in here, and was putting on my uniform, so to speak, and getting ready to come back down. We were going to take out all the dinner for them and prepare dinner. And when I, all of a sudden, I was looking out my bathroom window, and I noticed that a whole bunch of vans and cars and buses were arriving. So I hurriedly and said to Glenn, we've got to get down there. Well, when I got about out here, here's a whole bunch of them, about 10 of them walking down toward the bridge. And I called to them, and I called to the head lady, and I said, we want everybody in here because we don't want a lot of people down there on that lake until they understand about the lake. And so I said, come in, we'll talk to you a few minutes. And she said, well, they're going to pray. I said, well, that shouldn't hurt them, I guess. She said, they want to go to the bridge to pray. Well, that bridge became a prayer meeting place, prayer room, every day. But it was those 10 kids from St. Paul. They were here explicitly to teach the Catholic leaders, diocese of the whole state of Arkansas and the state of Mississippi, about the Holy Spirit, about the Holy Ghost, about the gifts of the Spirit, about deliverance. And the first song that was sung, they all came in and gathered, and Glenn told them about the lake and the canoes and all this, and they started to sing, and we were preparing, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just leaped, and you mothers will know what it means. It was just like a baby leaped inside of me, like a baby when you're carrying a baby. And I said, oh, somebody's got the Holy Ghost in there. Listen to that. And so the leader came out a little bit later that afternoon after we fed him, was talking to me about other things, and I said, are you people charismatic Catholics? He says, yes, but cool it. Don't say nothing yet. We're going to train these. That's why we're down here, to train these kids. So I thought, well, praise God. went, and we had to go away on Monday afternoon. It was so exciting. I hated to leave because I wanted to see what was going to happen. And when we got back on Thursday, there were three priests, by the way, and one head woman. And every one of those priests and the head woman smoked. They always went outside to smoke. Naturally, we wouldn't allow it in here. And it may not keep you out of heaven. It might get you there faster. But anyway, I'm not condemning them, but I noted that. But this young priest come running in when we got back Thursday, and he ran into the tape room because we went in to see Patty and Kevin first. It was about 2:30 in the afternoon, and it looked like everything here was pretty. They weren't in here at the time. They were down at the lake. But he said, "You know what happened?" I said, "No, what happened?" And he said, "The wind of the Holy Spirit blew in and hit a whole row of boys, and they all fell down on the floor and got the Holy Spirit." I said, "Wonderful." He said, "You know about that?" I said, "Sure, I know about it. I've known about it since I was a little girl, about 10 years old." And he said, it scared me. I said, "Well, I can understand that." He said, "But it's wonderful." So that night was Thursday night, and that was their last night. And I went home about 8 or 9 o'clock, and I guess I missed it all because Glenn stayed down here, and he said this whole place, they push back all the chairs, you know, and they have informal and a lot of the, 100 chairs, you know, that doesn't take too many, and they had them all kind of here in the semicircles. But Glenn said they were all laying on the floor all over this place getting the Holy Ghost. Now, you see, 30 years ago, we'd have said that can't be true. They have no right to have the Holy Ghost, these Catholics, didn't we? Didn't we say that? But the Lord has shown us that he's going to pour down on all flesh, and that means A-double-L, all flesh. Whether we receive it or not, whether you want it or not, but he's still going to pour it out on you. Well, finally Glenn said at 12:30, there were still some of them still under the power, and he said, "I'd like to lock up the head guy." And so they said, "What do we do with all these?" Naturally, they didn't know. They didn't have the experience of what do you do with people under the power. So he said, "Well, just carry them upstairs and put them in bed, and they'll be all right by morning, in the morning. They're all right. They're under the power of God." Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Praise God. Praise God. For every Christian that names the name of Jesus, every Christian who names the name of Jesus, I praise God for them. They may not have the light we have, but we don't need to act so proud and prudish because they have a right to it too. We need to witness to them. Well, anyway, let's get back to this occult. Yeah, I think in here you have something on the occult, don't you, Brother Bell? A lot of things. But many people are under these curses. Most of it is coming from fortune tellers, or most of it is coming from all kinds of magic practices, mediums, UFOs, hypnosis. Doctors will hypnotize you. People go in visions and trances. I believe in visions, but I think they have to be carefully prayed over. I don't believe in just everybody having a vision every 20 minutes, you know. It can be very dangerous, and you've got to watch. There are groups that do, and it can get them into a lot of trouble, you know. All kinds of spells, incantations, seeing ghosts, hearing voices. We get so many people that are hearing voices. We had a boy call us the other night at 1:30 in the morning, and he said, "God just told me to go outdoors tomorrow without all my clothes on, go out naked." My stark answer, when anybody says that, I just say, "What God?" And they back up about 4 feet. And they say, "Well, Jesus Christ, God in heaven." I said, no, that's the God of this world, the devil himself talking to you. I said, anyway, anybody knows you don't go outside with your clothes. The next day he called me and said, "The Lord has told me to sell all of my clothes." I said, "No, he hasn't. That's wasteful." I said, "Why should you?" "No, he's going to give them away, I guess." "No, sell them." I think he said sell them. I said, "Well, why? Why would you do that?" He said, "Well, I'll just buy some more." You see, this is this old spirit of come easy, go easy. He's on a pension from the, what do you call it, Social Security or something. And so money, he gets $560 a month. Money don't mean nothing. He gets to give everything away and buy some more. I said, that is wasteful. There's a spirit of waste in this nation today that it is terrible. I said, you have no business doing that, and you know that's not the Lord Jesus Christ or the Holy Ghost telling you that. I said, now you straighten up. I can be very forceful when I know I'm right, and I knew I was right. And I don't know what happened to him from then on, but he hears voices. People hear voices all the time. And most of it is coming from rock music and drugs. Now, you some of you people have been into drugs. And it has taken a lot of praying. We've had a lot of people that have worked here for us that have come out of the drug world. And they have come out. Okay. They have come out and are tremendous Christians today, but they saw the fallacy of it. Now, some of the symptoms of the occult is insanity, all kinds of sicknesses. You heard Glenn talk about the cancers and all of this. And God wants to set us free this afternoon. It's through the blood of Jesus, through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he wants to set us free. And if you've done any of these things, we're going to pray right now. The first criteria is to repent before the Lord. Be honest before the Lord. Repent. It's the cry of many ministries today, calling people to pray and calling people to repent of their own sins. And let's do that this afternoon. And then we're going to... Now, evil spirits, if you look back in one of those books, it shows that evil spirits... we know that the Holy Spirit came as wind or breath, and the evil spirits come the same way in the inner. And most of the time, they'll come out through your mouth. Now, they may come out screaming, or they may come out with a whiff or a burp or something. Whatever they come out, we don't care how they come out. We want them out, don't we? And if you're guilty of any of these things, then you know that you must repent first. Now, we're going to repent over fortune-telling, horoscopes, and all kinds of the occult. And ask the Lord to deliver us. See, God puts curses on us. I was going to talk on something else until Glenn wanted me to talk on this. I was going to talk on the hardening of our hearts. How God hardens our hearts. You know God hardens hearts? He does. We harden hearts, and Satan hardens our hearts. It comes three ways. Most things are in triple. So let's pray that our hearts will be open to deliverance this afternoon, and whatever or however they want to come out, but we're going to command them to come out, and we're going to believe. There's a lot of you have been mixed up with all kinds of things. There's lots of people who have traveled in foreign countries, brought home things that they need to throw out, because many of those things are given over or dedicated to Satan or to false gods. Let's pray. You pray after me. Dear Father,
Dear Father. We
come in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We come to ask for deliverance.
We come to ask you to forgive us.
To set us free.
We come to ask you to apply the blood of Jesus over all these sins. Every time we've ever violated your rules.
Every time we've looked to the world
for information. Instead of going to you, Lord,
instead of looking into your book
and reading your word
and get it hidden into our hearts
so we won't sin against you.
We admit we've sinned.
We admit we've come short of your glory.
We admit we are needy.
Many of us admit we're sick.
We want to be healed.
We want to be delivered,
and we want to be cleansed.
Lord, let your precious blood
flow down over these sins,
flow down over these iniquities,
these iniquities that are in our bloodlines.
This is upon us for 10 generations.
All the sexual sins
for 400 years.
It's been visited upon us
through the people that have hated you,
our ancestors
that have gone before us.
We need your precious blood
to cleanse us.
We ask you, Holy Spirit,
to apply the blood of Jesus
to these spots,
to these sins,
and cleanse us.
Let that blood flow down over you.
You don't have to repeat now.
Let the blood of Jesus just flow down over you.
Let him cleanse you.
All of this, and especially cleanse you of unforgiveness. because you won't get anywhere unless you forgive those that you're holding grudges against. Jesus said, if you don't forgive, I'll have to put the tormentors on you. That's what's on people today. The people that will not forgive have the tormentors. Those are little demons, evil spirits. The precious blood will cleanse you from unforgiveness, the sins of unforgiveness. Precious blood will cleanse you from all these other things. The Lord most of all wants us to be vibrant Christians, healed, walking in divine health, divine love. Lord, your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And Lord, we call on you now. Just call out to the Lord. Deliver me now, Lord Jesus.
Deliver me, Lord.
Deliver me, Lord Jesus.
Deliver me, Lord Jesus.
Set me free.
Set me free, Lord.
From all these things that torment.
All these things that torment.
That harass me.
That harass me.
That keep me from your best.
Keep me from your best.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
And I need to be delivered.
And I need to be delivered.
Amen. Glenn's going to call out these spirits. You have your list.
Praise you, Jesus. Father, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, that authority that's given in his name, to take authority over the powers of Satan, and I bind the powers of Satan here this afternoon in the name of the Lord Jesus, that they'll not tear nor hurt in any way or any manner. I stand as a priest in behalf of these people and take authority over every power of Satan and every demon spirit here this afternoon. I bind them in Jesus' name and ask for the angels of the Lord to come and take them and keep them till that day when they're judged at the day. I thank you for that authority that you give me to do that, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I praise you for it. Now, Father, I come and bring the sins of our ancestors up before you this afternoon and ask that you cleanse us of the sins of our ancestors, for they've sinned against you, contrary to your word. They've been rebelled against your word and not kept your word and done those things which are contrary to your commandments. That has caused you to curse them to the third and the fourth and the tenth generation. And it's visited down upon me and upon these people because of their sins, or even because of my own sins or their sins, Lord. I ask for the blood to cleanse and to wash you. And I thank you for doing it for us this afternoon. I take authority and I break that power of the curses off of us. According to Galatians 3:13, I take that place of authority this afternoon that Jesus became a curse so we don't have to bear the curses. And I break the powers of it in Jesus' name from off of these people. Now, Satan, I take authority over your demon spirits. I break the powers of it over us in Jesus' name, and I command you to come out of these people in the name of the Lord Jesus. You spirit of incest, I break that power for 30 generations over these people. I loose them from them in the name of the Lord. You spirits of incest, come out of these people in the name of the Lord. I break your power over them in Jesus' name. Incest, sexual sins, I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Adultery, fornication, I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Spirits of incest, spirits of the bastard, I break that power and loose us from it in the name of the Lord. I break that curse from off of these people in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of incest, come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose these people. Come out. Come out, you spirit of incest. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your power. I take it. I break your curse of it for 30 generations. I loose these people from it in Jesus' name. I take that place. I stand as a priest on their behalf this afternoon. I break that curse in the name of the Lord. Come out of these people. I break the curse of the bastard, the spirit of incest, the curse of incest, the familiar spirit. I break it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lust. I break the curse of lust over these people in the name of the Lord. Lust, adultery, fornication. I break it in Jesus' name. I loose them from it. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out, those that have been in any way, have served other gods, or from Catholicism. I break the curse of serving other gods. I loose it from it in Jesus' name. I break the power of it in the name of the Lord. Loose us. Loose these people. Come out. Come out. I break the curse of it over them in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, move, move. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of bestiality. I take authority over the spirit of bestiality. I break the power of it over these people. Anyone who's been involved or ancestral curse, I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Spirit of bestiality, come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your power. You demon of bestiality, homosexuality. I break that power in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Lesbianism, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break that power in Jesus' name. The curse of it, I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. I break the power of it. You demon spirit of bestiality. You demon spirit of incest. You demon spirit of lesbianism, homosexuality, bestiality, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Adultery, fornication, come out. Come out. I break the power of it. I loose this from it in the name of the Lord. Come on, move, move. Spirit of murder, spirit of abortion. Spirit of abortion, spirit of murder, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Anyone who's been involved with abortion, the spirit of murder, I break the power of it over them. I loose them from the curse of it in Jesus' name. Spirit of murder, spirit of abortion, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Move, move. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose us in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Anyone under the curse of eating blood, anyone who's an ancestor, they've eaten blood, I break the power of the curse of it over them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The curse from eating blood. I break the power of the familiar spirit that would bring sugar diabetes or any other disease because of eating blood. I take authority over that familiar spirit and I bind it in the name of the Lord. And I break the power of it over their lives in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break the curse of it in the name of the Lord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You familiar spirit come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your power in Jesus' name. Spirit of pride. Spirit of pride. Spirit of pride of life. Spirit of pride of accomplishments. I break that power in Jesus' name. Come out. Move. Spirit of pride. Come out. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Pride of what we can do. Pride of what we've done. Pride of our accomplishments. I break that pride. Spiritual pride. I break that power in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of fear. Any spirit of fear, I bind it in the name of the Lord. I break the power of it over these people. Over myself. Every spirit of fear, I break that power in Jesus' name. Spirit of fear, I bind your power. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Curse of death. Curse of death. I break that off of these people. Curse of death. I break that power in Jesus' name. Familiar spirit of death. Curse of death. Before our time. I bind your power. I break your dominion over these people. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Spirit of death. Spirit of death. I break that power in Jesus' name. The Lord's promised us 70 years. And if we die before that time, it's because that we haven't gotten all that God has promised us. I break that power in Jesus' name. Spirit of death, I loose us from it in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Spirit of not giving God the glory. I break the curse of not giving God the glory. I break the curse of not keeping our vows to God. I loose us from the curse of not keeping our vows. I loose us from the curse of robbing God, that God will show us the areas of our life and that we'll make restitution. The spirit of robbing God. I break that curse in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. I loose these people from it in Jesus' name. Spirit of the occult. You spirits of the occult here, I bind your power. I break your dominion over these people in Jesus' name. Spirit of fortune telling. Spirit of the occult. Spirit of the Ouija board. Spirit of horoscope. Spirit of astrology, ESP, telepathy, clairvoyance, water witching, spirit of the medium, I bind your power, I break your dominion over these people. Spirit of the occult, come out in the name of the Lord. I break your power in Jesus' name. Seances, hypnotism, pendulum, medium, water witching, I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Come out of these people. I break your dominion over them, I loose them from your dominion. I break the powers in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out. Come on. Spirit of hypnotism. Spirit of ectocar. Yogi. Spirit of yogi. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Levitation. Spirit of levitation. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Mind control. You spirit of mind control. I break that dominion. I break that dominion in the name of the Lord. Spirit of mind control. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Move. Move. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your dominion. I break your power over us in Jesus' name. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Spirit guides. Spirit guides, I break your power over anyone here, and I loose these people from it in the name of the Lord. Every power of a spirit guide over anyone. A familiar spirit, I break that power and dominion. I take that right away in Jesus' name. Spirit of reincarnation, I break that dominion. I loose us from it. Spirit of karate, spirit of Lamaze, any woman who's been involved with childbirth by Lamaze, I break that curse off of her and off of the child. I loose the child and I loose the woman from the spirit of Lamaze. I break that curse from off of them in Jesus' name. You spirit of Lamaze, I break your power. Spirit of the Masons, I break the curse of masonry. Eastern religion, Eastern Star, secret orders, I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Loose us, any spirit of a secret order, I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I break the power of it, I take authority over it, I break that dominion over these people in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for hearing us. I thank you for it. Metaphysics, spirit of metaphysics, handwriting analysis, automatic handwriting. I break those powers in Jesus' magician, spirit of magician. I break that power in Jesus' name. You spirits of rock music, you spirits of rock music, either secular or Christian rock, I break that curse off of everyone here in Jesus' name. Every spirit of rock music, I break that power in Jesus' name. Sensual dancing. I break that over anyone who's been involved in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord, I break that power and that curse in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of these people. Spirit of Edgar Casey, Gene Dixon, Arthur Ford, anyone who's read these books, I break the power of it over them in Jesus' name. Ruth Montgomery, I break the powers of those books and those writings and their influence on people. I break that power. Reincarnation, Rosicrucians, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Science, Unity, Baha, Theophany, and Inner Peace Movement. I take authority over every spirit of these, and I bind their power, and I break their dominion. I command them to loose these people. Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord here with us, to bind up these spirits and to keep them till the day of judgment. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I break your dominion, and I loose these people. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of Catholicism. Spirits of Catholicism. Spirits of praying to Mary. Fear of the Pope. Fear of the nun. Fear of the priest. I break those powers in Jesus' name. These spirits of Catholicism. Spirits of lighting candles for the dead. I break that dominion and power over us in Jesus' name. I loose these people from it in the name of the Lord. Spirits of yogi, I break that curse. Loose these people. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Anyone with Indian background, I break the powers of the witch doctor or the powwow or in Jesus, smoking the peace pipe. I break those powers in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I break those curses in Jesus' name. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. Depression, spirit of depression, spirit of gloominess, indifference, irresponsibility, depression. I break your power. I loose these from it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your power in Jesus' name. Uncontrollable passions and appetite and lust for food, lust for things, sexual lust. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, you spirits of lust in every form. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Unable to make decisions, indecision, unable to make a decision. I break that curse off of anyone here who has that problem in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. Adultery, fornication, sexual perversions. I break those powers in Jesus' name. Loose these people. Come out of them. I break your dominion. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of drugs. Spirit of alcohol. Spirit of drugs. In Jesus' name. To wine, to strong drink. I break those powers in Jesus' name. Loose them and come out in the name of the Lord. Loose them. Come out. Come out. Addiction to wine, to strong drink. Addiction to wine, a mockery, spirit of mockery, come out. Spirit of rage, strong drink, come out. Spirit of rage, come out in Jesus' name. I break your power and dominion over these people. Come out, loose them. Loose them in the name of the Lord. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Anxiety, nervous condition, neurotic behavior. I break that power in Jesus' name. Come out of them in Jesus. Loose us. In the name of the Lord. Spirit of lying, come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of lying, spirit of stealing. Spirit of gambling, come out in Jesus' name. Jealousy, spirit of jealousy, come out in the name of the Lord. Unnatural fear of death and dying. I bind you, I break your dominion over these people. I loose them from an unnatural fear of death and dying in the Jesus' name. A fear of airplanes or fear of cars. I break those spirits of fear in the name of the Lord. Unnatural fears, ungodly fears. I break those powers over these people. I loose them from them in the name of the Lord. Spirit of self-destruction, spirit of suicide, I bind you, I break your power over these people. Loose them and come out in the name of the Lord. Spirit of suicide, spirit of self-destruction, I break your dominion, I break your powers over these people. I loose them in Jesus' name. A spirit that talks to people, hearing voices, I bind that spirit, I break its power over these people's minds. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. Spirit of rebellion, I bind you, I break your dominion. Spirit of rebellion, in Jesus' name, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of rebellion. Spirit of fantasy. Spirit of sloppiness. I break that power over you in Jesus' name. I loose you from it in the name of the Lord. Gloominess. Indifference. Indifference and gloominess. I break that dominion. Irresponsibility. Unpredictable behavior. I break those powers over you. I loose you from it in the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. I praise you for it. In Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hate. Spirit of hate. Spirit of hate, I break that curse. I break that power in the name of the Lord. You spirit of hate, I command you to come out of these people. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Chronic fears, I break your dominion. I loose these people from it in Jesus' name. Spirit of insanity. Spirit of insanity. I bind you in the name of Jesus. You spirit that's tried to cause people to have a spirit of insanity, I break your dominion over their lives, over their minds. Spirit of insanity, I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Spirit of schizophrenia, I bind your power. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Loose us. Loose these people. Loose us. Come out of us in the name of the Lord. Spirit of, I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, I command these spirits to come out. I bind them up to the day of judgment. Father, I thank you for the angels to come and help to take care of them and keep them. I thank you for it, Father. All these spirits I've called, I ask you, Lord, for the angels of the Lord to take them and keep them. I praise you for it, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for deliverance. I thank you for restoration. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the blood of Jesus cleanses and washes us. The blood of Jesus washes and cleanses us. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it. Thank you for the blood to cleanse us of these sins in these areas. Take Satan's rights away so he has no right to our lives. I praise you for it, Lord. Spirit of self-pity, I bind you. I break your dominion over us. Spirit of self-pity, I loose us from it in Jesus' name. You spirit of self-pity, I break the dominion over us in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it. Unable to retain what we read or what we hear. You spirit of forgetfulness. You spirit of forgetfulness. I bind you out of us in Jesus' name. You spirit of forgetfulness that keeps us from retaining what we read or what we hear. I break that dominion and power over us in the name of the Lord. Loose us and come out. You spirit of forgetfulness that keeps us from retaining the word. I break your dominion over us. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it. I thank you for it, Jesus. I praise you for it. Spirit of divorce. You spirit of divorce in the occult. I bind your power over our ancestral line. I break your power. You spirit of divorce. You inherited spirit of divorce. I break your power. You spirit of the occult that brings in the spirit of divorce. I break your power. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. I loose both male and female from that spirit of divorce in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it from the family line. I loose us from it. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Set these people free. I thank you for it, Jesus. I thank you for spirit of strife and discord. Power. Spirit of strife and discord in the family lines. I break it in the marital family. I break that spirit in the name of the Lord. Spirit of strife, spirit of discord. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I break your dominion. I break your power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus, sir. Praise you, Lord Jesus, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for the blood to cleanse and to wash every area today. I thank you for the blood, Lord. I praise you for it. Thank you for the blood, Lord, to cleanse and wash us, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord, for the blood that washes and cleanses us. I praise you for it, Jesus. I thank you for it. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I like for us to praise the Lord. I like for us to magnify Jesus, and that every area will be filled with the Holy Spirit. So there's no place for anything to return to. You know, the scripture tells us that the Spirit went out and he came back with seven more. Well, we don't want any place for anything to come back to. No place for him to find a place to come and find residence. Where we want the Spirit of the Lord to indwell every area of our life that's been vacated so that there's no place for anything to return to. And when it does come back, you tell him he's a liar. He don't belong here. You belong to the Lord. And Jesus is Lord of this house. And he dwells and lives here. And for him to go someplace else. And I bound up these that today so it won't be the same one. It'll be a different one that will come. But there'll be one come and try to tempt you and tell you that he's still there. You tell him he's a liar, that the Holy Ghost dwells there. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.